so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. In the past couple of weeks, I have tried TikTok, and when I first got on TikTok, I was shocked at some of the things that I was witnessing, but then I found some people who were sharing positivity and sharing messages that were encouraging and inspiring, and I decided that there was a place for The Mark White Show on TikTok. Now, one of those people that I found, his name is Yeonhong Zhou, but he goes by Mr. J on TikTok. Now, Mr. J spends time encouraging positivity and fun in life, and he has encouraging messages that he shares, and I wanted him to come on the show to share about his background and why he wants to encourage people in this way. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Mr. J.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to work with you on this podcast.
You are most welcome, my friend, and I've enjoyed watching your TikTok videos, and they are encouraging. And if somebody's looking for positivity, it is definitely a place to go and look. Tell me your background and why you came up with the idea to do the positivity TikTok videos.
Yeah, this is a long story, and actually, you are not the only person who asked me this question. They always ask me, Jay, why you can keep positivity every day? It's because that I have a very long story come to today. First, I do it for my company, for my business. I have a company which is funded initially to help people. Yeah, I mean, initially it comes from mental health. We try to find a platform where everybody can get help. Everybody can get positivity. Everybody, I mean, they get help on an affordable price. Anywhere, anytime. So this was our initial idea. And it was it is called Hoop. This is our company. And I get on TikTok because I needed to do something for the marketing activity of my product, my platform. So I tried TikTok. And then I figured, oh my goodness, yeah, probably and many people are struggling. And then I should talk something in my mind. So the more I talk, actually, and the more I think out what I should talk. And after I engage, I'm interacting with other people who comment on my video, then I even changed my name just from Mr. J directly to Mr. J Positivity. I feel we just need more positivity in the country, in particular in the tough time like today, and even in the world. Yeah, this is, I mean, basically how I get to TikTok and why I talk about the positivity.
Well, Mr. J, one of the things that we talked about before we started the interview is the fact that there are people who have struggles and we do need that positivity. And one of the things that I've noticed about you is you break it down into skills that we need to learn, positivity and fun, what type of environment that we surround ourselves with, and how can we become a better person? I know that everybody out there who's listening right now has some challenge in their life and something that they're facing that can be difficult. But when we look around us at our environment and what we're surrounded by, and even what's going on internally inside of us, and you mentioned mental illness, which is a subject that we need to talk more about. And there are people who have that internal turmoil where they need peace within themselves. And as I said, you talk about the skills that we can learn and the positivity and fun in life that we can find, but we must first find a supportive environment and then also look at ourselves internally as how we are treating ourselves.
Yes, actually, you talk about some basic idea why I come to this field, because I'm different than many mental health workers. I was IBM sales director many years ago, so I was basically a businessman, a salesperson, and I worked in more than 30 countries before I came here. So I'm 100% a business guy. I'm not a pure like a counselor, even I have a degree in counseling psychology. I want to take some different approach because after I help people, and many people, they talk to you about their negative things, negative emotion, negative behavior. They talk on a daily basis to the counselor, which makes the counselor even feel worse. Many counselors, they feel burned out because of the conversation with their client. So I was thinking about, because we have many negative things happening internally and externally, but sometimes it's just because our mindset. If we can change our mindset internally, how we look at ourselves, how we look at the world, how we look at the person who interacted with us. Again, this is just a different perspective. And each perspective is not evidence-based. It's not evidence-based. But if we choose the other way to look at ourselves, look at other people in a positive way, that will make our life better. You'll make other people's life better. And then I think about, we should really focus on positive things. If we focus on something negative, that's fine. My attitude is if there is something negative, I need evidence to support that negative beliefs. If not, I choose to be positive.
Yes. And, as we get older, we become more and more set in our beliefs. So if you have somebody that's 20 years old versus somebody who's, say, my age at 41, and we've set ourselves into a pattern of life, it really takes a lot of effort as we get older to make those changes. And we have to look into ourselves and say, okay, is this really the way that I want to live?
Yeah. Actually, because I see many negative things before I came to US. Many negative things happened in China, because, and also I work in many other countries. I believe, this is my basic belief, 99% of people who feel they have mental disorder, either anxiety, depression, if they are not get into a situation where they are not able to function well, I believe, more than 90% of such people, they just need to change their mindset. And if they can change their mindset, then they are able to change their behavior. Then finally, if we provide a supportive environment to such a group of people, then it's easier for them to change their behavior, change their thought. Then probably in this way, we can provide a better service, a more affordable service to make each individual person and to be better person and to accomplish their goal in even easier. And in such, as a result, probably we may even make the country, make the world better.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break, Mr. J. And when we come back, let's talk about how people can connect with you. I know that you have YouTube, you have Instagram, and as I said at the start of the show, how I found you was through TikTok, and we'll share all that information with people, and then we'll touch on a little bit about how you come up with these ideas of these messages that you're putting out on TikTok. Folks, we're talking to Mr. J, Jian Hong Zhou. He has a TikTok that I noticed the other day, and I was encouraged by his positivity, and I hope you will be too. You can find him on TikTok at SMIQUA. That's the @ SMIQUA. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back and talk to Mr. J some more. You're listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
Friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker
and Gimpton,
and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
Drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and this is another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment. The Mark White Show is here to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. And I recognize people who are storytellers, who have messages of positivity. And one of those people is on the line with me right now. We know him as Mr. J, Jian Hong Zhou. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Mr. J.
Thank you, Mark. I'm so glad to be talking with you again.
It is a real pleasure for me to be able to talk to you. How do you come up with the positive messages that you share with people? What creates the thoughts that you put those messages out there for people?
Yeah, actually, it's a very long story. And many years ago, when I was working as a sales manager in IBM, actually, I was not so positive a person like today. That time, I made a lot of money. I'm not a rich guy, but I made a lot of money from IBM, from my stock market speculation. And also, I have some sort of investment in startup companies. So that time I was, from financial perspective, I was very well, at least higher middle class. But I was very unhappy in those years, probably because I have money, I'm not sure. But that time I was very negative because all type of new things like social media and new technologies and new people, I would just feel, I don't like it. I don't like this person. I don't like this idea. I don't like it. Then I put a lot of judgment on such a thing, particularly negative judgment. And because of that, I get into 2 years, some sort of depression. I couldn't sleep very well. Finally, I made a big decision to change my career and life completely because I really couldn't, I really didn't like such a lifestyle. Even I was paid very well by IBM. I told myself, if I'm going to die next year, what's the meaning of my life? I asked myself a lot of time, 2 years. And because of that, I spent 19 days. The first time I've come to the U.S., traveling in the U.S., I spent 19 days by myself, only by myself. I talked to nobody and listened to myself, listened to my own voice, think out what I should do next. And after I go back to China, I just told my boss, I quit. I quit my job from IBM. Yeah, I told my boss, I give him a surprise. He said, why you quit, right? We pay you very well, you're my friend. I told him, okay, probably I should listen to my inner voice. I want to do something different. I want to do something really positive to myself, to my family, friends, and maybe something impactful to this world. But I don't know what is that. So I quit my job first. Then after I quit my job, then I tried to spend time to figure out what I should do. Then after half a year, after so many struggling, and particularly after one of my close friends, he committed suicide, that gave me a biggest shock in my own life. Finally, I told myself, okay, let's go to US. Let's study psychology. Let me do something really fundamentally valuable, I mean, beneficial to me, to my family, friends, and if possible, to this bigger world. That's the reason, and I came to the US. Then I step by step, because of the challenges to get a degree, I even started the company Hoop in the US. Because of the challenges, then I become more and more positive. Then at the end of, I mean, today, I mean, this is why so people feel me, yeah, give yourself positive, because I had so many challenges in the past 6 years. Then such a challenge changed me as a person from a negative guy into a positive guy.
That is an amazing journey you just shared, Mr. J. And what I'm listening and hearing from you is someone who, A, was doing well in a job with IBM, but was not happy, was not satisfied with life. And then you made a choice, a decision to change the environment that you were in, and you decided to come to the United States and study psychology. It changed your life and your attitude, and you gained happiness that you didn't have before, and you took time to understand yourself.
Yes, exactly. And I can tell you a fact about my situation. Just 6 years ago, I even had $1 million cash in my bank, and I was very unhappy. Today, you know, my company is not working so well as I expected. My whole family, we have no income, and we rely on the saving, the money we take to the U.S., and we rely on the money to have a living and even support my family and company today. But the fact is that we will have no money very soon, probably 6 months. The worst time is 6 months. The best time probably is 1 year. And that's very dangerous for my big family. We have 4 persons. But I still am able to calm myself down and do something positive for me, for my family, and even for the company. I feel such a journey. I helped more than 1,000 people because of my company, Hoop, and even because I'm whatever whom I met, I just give them some positive idea. So I feel that the biggest benefit is to me. I benefit a lot from such a journey. So whatever happened to me, I just think out find a way, and then I choose to think about something positive. I mean, even from the situation or from the other person who I interact with. And that is really, I like me and the person more than I like myself 6 years ago.
I love that. I love that. Tell me a little bit about this business called Hoop that you have.
Hoop is a peer support platform. We have social media today, like Twitter, Facebook. But sometimes, I mean, on such social media, we as human, we only want to show other people what is good in our life, right? If I get a promotion, and if I go on vacation, and whatever quality in our life, we post on Facebook and Twitter. But Twitter is different. Twitter just a place to fight. So, yeah. My point is that many people like you and me, we have some time we feel struggling. But such struggling, we have no place to post. And I believe the struggling time actually is the best opportunity for us to understand ourselves, understand our situation. But if we don't have a place to post, other than that, if we can find a counselor to talk, it's fine. The counselor, you can talk to the counselor. You pay them $100, $200. They will give you some feedback. But that's very inefficient. So The hoop is a platform where you can post whatever in your mind. I mean, what is happening, good and bad in your mind. Then you may get some feedback. Particularly the feedback, you have to be supportive. You have to be positive. So other people who give you feedback, they are supposed to identify something positive from your writing, from your sharing. Then they may give them, they may give you some of their ideas. In this way, number one, maybe you feel better. Number two, you get different ideas from other people. Number three, maybe you feel more positive. Then you can move on without help, like a professional mental health help. Then also you avoid the biggest problem of mental health, stigma. Nobody wants to admit we're a weak person. And again, I don't believe that we have to admit we're a weak person. But the point is that hope is the place where you can share honestly and receive the honest feedback from other people. Then you can grow yourself without professional support. This is the basic idea.
That is a great idea, and it's hoop peer support. And I also want you to share, Mr. J, how people can connect with you. I know through Instagram, YouTube. Share with people how they can connect with you.
Okay, I have my personal Facebook, Twitter, Instagram account. So usually people can find me just from my ID, SMIQUA, because this is unique in the whole planet.
Yes, yes.
So if people search any social media, they just search SMIQUA, that is me.
Excellent. That's at SMIQUA, and you can find Mr. J. And I appreciate your positivity videos, and I'm going to stay on top of those videos as you share them. And one thing I'd like to do as well, from time to time, we may just have Mr. J have a little segment on the show, and I'll share your audio of your message to people and let the Mark White Show listeners hear those messages.
Sure. Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. J, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the Mark White Show today, and you're welcome on the show anytime, and let's stay in touch.
Cool. Thank you, Mark. I'm so happy to be working with you on this podcast, and in the future, I'm also very happy to come back.
Blessed to meet you, my friend. We've been talking to Jianhong Zhou, also known as Mr. J. Found him on TikTok, and he's also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And you can find Hoop Peer Support, which is his business, his company. And you can find him at SMIQUA. That's the at symbol, SMIQUA. And we appreciate Mr. J joining us here on The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment today. I hope you'll tune in next time. And I am your host, Mark White. Talking about a hero, hero, a special kind of hero, hero, an ordinary hero, talking about a hero, special kind of hero, yeah.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.